From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office is seeking Johnny Ray Sanchez, a person of interest in a homicide case that occurred on Monday. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington has more.
Received information of a person in a car that was deceased out on mile marker 185 on 380 East going towards Tatum. Our guys get there, actually looking into the vehicle and seeing the individual. It was determined that this was not natural or self-inflicted. It is believed to be a homicide. And the victim is Guillermo Aguilar.
Harrington adds that
the driver of that vehicle was nowhere around, and his name is Johnny Ray Sanchez, and he is from Roswell, and we are looking for him at this time as a person of interest.
Anyone with information on this case should call the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. Lee County Sheriff's deputies responded to an industrial accident just outside of Tatum on Tuesday morning, which resulted in a person being burned over 90% of their body. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez has more.
The Lee County Sheriff's investigators learned a contractor from Eunice, New Mexico, was in the process of removing a wellhead from a plugged, abandoned oil well. The worker was using a cutting torch to cut vents into the surface casing, which ignited paraffin inside or around the intermediate well casing. This ignited the residual gas inside the intermediate well casing, causing a flashover. The victim was airlifted by Native Air to a Lubbock, Texas hospital.
There's been no word on his current condition. As the state legislative session winds down, Eddy County could receive capital outlay funding for several projects, which includes $1.5 million for the Carlsbad-Baton sewer lift, $30,000 for equipment for the Carlsbad Fire Department, $400,000 for information technology improvements at the college, $2.7 million for a sewer extension along Old Cavern Highway, and $1.5 million for the Southeast Loop Bypass Road. An effort to legalize marijuana in New Mexico takes center stage at the legislative session today in Santa Fe. The bill was stalled on Saturday. New Mexico Oil and Gas Association President Ryan Flynn announced on Tuesday that he plans to step down following New Mexico's current legislative session. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.